The Lenten series on Create in Me a Clean Heart continues too with the next session of Psalms 51, verse 10. It is short and sweet, so listen carefully. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. That was so short and sweet that I'm going to read it again, and I invite you to read it with me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Now may the words of our mouths, the meditations of our hearts, be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. I think by the time Lent is over, we will have that Psalm 51, verses 10 through 12, memorized if we don't already. Today we focus on the second half of that very, very well-known verse from Psalm 51. It's the second half of verse 10. It speaks of renewal. It speaks of a right spirit, and all of that being within me. We're going to do something a little bit different this morning. We're going to start from the end of that verse and work towards the front. So we're going to talk about within me, a right spirit, renew. So let's talk first about within me. Within me. The ways of God work from within us. God works in the lives of sinners from the inside out. Your very heart contains what matters most to God. And whatever has a hold of your heart has a hold of you. When I was a teenager, grew up in Pflugerville, Texas, I worked part-time after school and on weekends at a local business. It was a camper business. I was a camper dresser. What that means is that when the woodworkers finished with their particular part of the project, they moved the shell onto us. And there I was one of the employees that put on the aluminum, installed the windows, the lights, the trim, all the accessories. Back then, we logged our hours by punching in and punching out of a time clock. And we got paid back then in increments of every quarter hour. So back in the day, I made a whopping, believe this or not, $2.40 an hour. And so I got paid 60 cents every 15 minutes. But you have to understand, the clock had to move to that next increment in order for me to get that next 50 cents. So if I punched in at 8 o'clock, at 8:15, cha-ching, there's 60 cents right there. And then come 8:30, cha-ching, up to $1.20 by now. And then get over to 8:45, cha-ching, $1.80. And then it got up to be 9 o'clock, cha-ching, I made the big buck right there, right? $2.40 an hour. What I found myself doing was, when I got to work early, let's say 7:55, 7:58, if I went ahead and punched in, I was only there for like 5 or maybe 3 minutes, but guess what? When it got to 8 o'clock, I got paid 60 cents for being there a whole 15 minutes when I was only there like for 3 or 5. That was pretty cool. And also figured that out, that you could do that at lunch and say the end of the day, say it got to be 5:25, 5:28. You know, I need to go to the restroom. Or I need to get a drink of water. Or maybe I'll go talk to a coworker, and then all of a sudden it got to 5:30 and cha-ching, there was another 60 cents on my goodness gracious. Now you may think that that's not a very big deal. And maybe not compared to armed robbery or drugging. But here's the point. The point is that there was something within me that was not right. You see, with God, a sin is a sin is a sin. And no matter if it's in our mind this big or this big, when there's something wrong with the heart, there's something wrong between us and God. In this situation, there was something that was not quite right in my heart. stealing time from the boss, as little as we may think about it back then, well, is a big deal to God. The issue for each and every one of us could be any one of many things. It could have to do with gossip, deception, alcohol, over-the-counter drugs, maybe an over-focus on materialism or self-righteousness or porn. Anything can make its way into the human heart. And with God, again, a sin is a sin is a sin. And God is interested in having our whole heart, owning us fully from the inside out. Because whatever goes on in the heart has a way of making its way to the outside and in our lives. It's about the heart. You see, we as Westerners, we as Americans, are all about the brain. We think that everything starts in the head. All thoughts, everything that comes to the outside starts up in our brain. But for the Eastern people, the Hebrew people, they were a heart-centered people. They felt like everything began, originated, emanated within the heart. That's why the Bible says things like this: for out of the heart come evil thoughts. They weren't brain-focused. They were heart-focused. And you see, if the heart was clean, then everything that came out of the body was clean. But if the heart was unclean, well, that which came out would be unclean as well. I don't know about you, but I can't count the number of times that my mom, when I said something that wasn't supposed to come out of my mouth, she would say, "Bobby, I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap." And so it was as if, had a clean mouth, then everything that would come out of the mouth would be clean as well. You see, God is interested in cleaning us. God's interested in transforming, in making everything right within. And see, that gets us to our next point. Within me, a right spirit. You see, when I was stealing from my boss, Mr. Zimmerman, I had a wrong spirit within me. One that was guided not by godly motivation, but led by dollar signs and deception and trickery. So somehow, some way, the wrong in me had to be expelled. The bad within me had to be chased off in order for God to have good in my heart. The story that I'm going to tell you is a true story, but it's a little bit raw. It's not necessarily for young ears, okay? And it's certainly not for people who come to church and think that church is always about everything being perfect, clean, neat, pretty. Well, you know, we do deal with sin, and sin is ugly. Sin is dirty. So I'm going to tell you this story, but just a little warning. Parents, you may have to be like Ricky when he used to tell Lucy, that I Love Lucy show. When you get home today with your kids, you may have some splaining to do, okay? When I was a senior in high school, another high school story, there were two girls in my class that, for lack of better words, they were quite loose. At the beginning of the school year, they challenged each other to a contest to see who could have the most encounters, sexual encounters during their high school senior year. Now, Pflugerville, 1976, at that time we had a population of 750 people, and my graduating class was 67. So, of course, everybody knew pert near everything about everyone. There were no secrets in town, and most definitely there were no secrets among parents. So there was a Friday afternoon. This friend of mine came over to the house, and he just so happened to bring one of these girls along. And honest to God, I had no idea he was going to bring her along. I promise you, honest to God, I had no idea. They were barely 1 foot on the porch When my dad came flying out of the house, almost knocked down the screen door, threw his arms up and started yelling, "Hey, get out of here! Get out of here! I don't want to see you around." He started chasing him around the yard and out the front gate. Get away from here. Don't you ever come back. I don't ever want to see you in this place again. True story. I believe the two of them are still running 42 years later. I'd never seen my dad move with such purpose and intentionality. He was like white on rice. He was like Lindsey Vonn, the Olympian medalist, coming down the downhill skiing. He was on it. He was not about to allow promiscuity even to set half a foot into our home. And boy, did I ever get a talking afterwards. My ears are still ringing from my dad barking at me. And had he spanked a high school senior back in the day, not only would my ears still be ringing, my rear end would be stinging. To have a right heart within us, we must prevent the wrong from entering into our heart. We must batten the hatches. We must bar the door. We must put on the armor of God. We must not allow the wrong to even enter into the home of our heart. You know, my dad's authority, my dad's force in that situation has a mental image in my heart and in my mind of chasing them off. And it almost reminds me, yes, it does remind me of the power of Jesus chasing off those in the place from making his father's house, the temple, a place for selling animals. In order for us to have a right heart within us, we must place ourselves under the authority of God, under the authority of God's word as we read it, as we hear it. And sometimes that authority of God, God's word, comes through godly Christian parents, godly Christian friends who are willing to speak truth into our lives and into our hearts, to chase out sinful influences and ill behaviors before they take root in the homes of our hearts. You see, a right heart cannot house a wrong habit, which leads us to the third part, renew. Within me, a right heart, renew. You know, if you dissect that word, renew has two words. It has re and new. Re means do it again, right? Repeat. New, of course, means not old. It means to have something fixed. Renewal. Renewal is the continual process that we as Christians must go through as we live in this sin-sick world. The influences of sin are never ceasing. So renewal must occur again and again and again within our hearts and lives. When Tammy and I moved into our new home on the north part of town, and that's, by the way, is like 1.8 miles away. When we moved into our new home, we weren't the only ones that moved into that home. We had some feather friends that joined us as well. Has anyone here ever experienced mud swallows? They are incredibly persistent little boogers. Well, we had a pair that made a nest right above our front door, right above the entryway. And oh, how sweet and wonderful we thought it was. God is sending us his little messengers to greet us into our new home. It was beautiful. Oh my goodness, they built their little nest, they came, they laid eggs. We took pictures above them right there. Be careful not to touch the eggs or the nest. And they hatched out some babies. When they hatched out these babies, oh, they were so cute. But what a mess. What a mess they made. Oh my goodness. And you know, we put up with it for a while. We get out there and we'd scrub and we'd say, "Oh, how cute, how wonderful. Thank you, God, for these little birdies that you sent to greet us in our new home." But then the mom and dad, after the little babies flew off, the mom and dad decided they were going to have another brood right then and there. We decided we had enough of this cuteness with Mother Nature and God. So we knocked down the nest, only to have next morning they put it back up. We knocked it down, they put it up. We washed it down, they put it up. I don't know how many times that went on back and forth, four or five times. They came back again and again and again. Finally, do you know what did the trick? I nailed a rubber snake above our entryway. And not only did it keep away the mud swallows, but the Jehovah's Witnesses as well. You see, the problem with sin is that while we live on this planet, sin and Satan and temptation will never, ever stop. Will always continually try to build their nest in the home of our heart. The old evil foe knows where we are vulnerable in this life. And he will continue to come and to seek to make that nest right then and there. He is absolutely relentless in his attempts. And if he does, he creates a mess. A mess in our hearts, in our homes, and in our lives. Martin Luther once said this with respect to sin and temptation. You cannot keep the birds from flying over your head, but you can prevent them from nesting in your hair. And so we must continually ask God day in and day out, come into my heart, come into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. And when we do, he will. He will renew a right spirit within us. Amen. Amen. Amen.